This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. You can picture the scene, a secret cell of student resistors in an occupied country. A young woman assigned to kill the head of the secret police. And to get close to him, she has to seduce him first. But this isn't Hitchcock or Berlin. This is 1940s China, when Shanghai was occupied by the Japanese. And the director of the film, Lust, Caution, is the remarkable Ang Lee. He's made a career out of telling love stories set in unforgiving circumstances, including Brokeback Mountain and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Ang Lee is here with the screenwriter and producer of Lust, Caution and other of his films, James Shamus. Welcome to Studio 360.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So Lust, Caution is about a group of young theater students who meet at university and almost immediately begin plotting to assassinate a Chinese official in the Japanese-controlled puppet government. You grew up in Taiwan. Did this period of Chinese history have a different meaning for you, given how you'd been educated about the 1940s?
It was quite the opposite from the truth. Now, we talk about the heroic war against the Japanese, but this part is very much hidden in our history in terms of education to my generation, because they regard as a sham, the puppet government, national disgrace. They're traitors. So there's never a film that's done based on this period of time.
In China, this version is not being shown, right?
No, but it's so interesting.
The film was released in its integral version in Taiwan
and
in
Hong Kong.
A little later in the mainland, it was quite a process. At first, it looked like it would only be a couple minutes of cuts, and then the cuts got a little bit bigger and bigger over the
last. Was that a matter of negotiation with some authority?
You don't really negotiate. They kind of tell you.
Oh, really?
seems like it. So that's fine. And it was an unbelievable tidal wave of a rush to see this picture when it finally opened in the mainland. So it's very exciting, because during the course of making the movie, I think Ang really was truly convinced that no one in the Chinese language world would have an interest in the film and probably revile it. It is so transgressive.
Politically, historically transgressive.
Politically, historically, and I would say in terms of its sexual politics and its depiction of, in particular, of women's desires.
I think there's a hunger to see something like this, a touch of humanity. That's very moving and very encouraging to me. This might be the first movie that all three part of Chinese language major territory sort of agrees on. I think the existence of the movie, whatever the form is, itself is a landmark.
Watching Lost Caution, it reminded me there is a sort of pattern of secret identities in a lot of your films. Brokeback Mountain, of course.
Identity crisis,
and especially sexually charged identity crisis that you return to again and again. Why is that?
I wish I know. I guess first of all, I'm sexually repressed. Secondly,
okay.
It's a good.
I hope
line
my
to
wife
use.
Is not listening to this. She's a big fan of yours. But secondly, I do have identity problems. Like, what's the deepest cultural root for me? All my life, you know, I've been a foreigner. I've been an outsider in Taiwan, and then I come here to the States as a foreigner. When I go back to China, I'm Taiwanese or American, whatever.
But feeling like a perpetual outsider, it must, I would think, it would give you special gratification to make these quintessentially American films that you've made.
I think part of that is that because I'm not really rooted in that culture, when I get into Western, I talk to Western people and look into the literature and documentary. Same thing with Sense Sensibility. I check into the painting or literature, what have you, instead of theatrical.
So you're not blinded by the learned, mediated, iconic understanding of these things.
Right, impression. I had that problem when I do Chinese film. But
that's funny.
I see clearly what it is from a distance. But then the texture itself, I have to adapt and learn quite diligently and always look around and smell if I did the right thing.
Were there movies you saw growing up in Taiwan that sort of planted the filmmaking seed and made you say, geez, I want to do that?
I always love to watch movies. I'm very easy to cry. Sometimes I cry so hard, the whole row of audience laughed. Look at that kid. So I daydream. I never think I'll be a filmmaker. I think one movie, when I was 18, I was actually in Academy of Art, that I watched Bergman's Virgin Spring. That sort of epiphany for me. I think, well, director's a superstar. How wonderful if you can ask where God is with such beauty. I remember that. That sort of turned my life around.
While we were in pre-production on this film, and Aang was in Hong Kong and I was flying back and forth in New York, we got the opportunity to visit Bergman on his island in the Baltic in Fulda. They organized some screenings of films, and the woman who ran the screening said, you know, please come out and visit, but don't expect to see the guy. And in fact, they organized a dinner and he didn't show up. And then we got the phone call the next afternoon saying, if you can be ready in 10 minutes, the car will pick you up and come on out and meet the man. He's actually invited you to his house. And the scene was just extraordinary when Aang got out of the car and saw him.
Yeah, it was just a hug. It was like this man's took away my innocence, so to speak, when I was 18, and now he gave me a hug, like very motherly hug. That was something. Life is all right. It's a pilgrimage experience for me.
And in the nick of time before his death.
We were, unfortunately, the last people to visit him.
He's like God to us. Yeah. But somehow we get to meet him and almost have his blessing. And his hug so warmly. That was something.
Aang Lee, James Seamus, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lust Caution is out on DVD right now.